Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be.
Have you felt alone? Have you felt sad? Depressed? Have you just wanted to eat your feelings? I've been there. I had a husband that dealt with a 4-year battle of bone cancer before he passed away. Being a caregiver with 2 businesses and 3 kids, I found myself in a place I did not want to be. I was depressed. I looked in the mirror and I didn't like what I saw. I was sad and scared. I didn't know how much longer I would want to live in this emotional space and place that I was in. Clint's cancer came back when our 3rd baby was 8 months old. And I always used to tell myself, hey, you just had a baby. Don't stress out. It's okay. You have time to lose your baby weight. And I remember it being Wyatt was about a year and a half, probably. I'd been, you know, Clint had been, had 2 or 3 surgeries, experimental chemos. I'm, again, trying to run a business, take care of a husband and my children. And I remember walking, pushing Wyatt in the grocery store in my cart and thinking to myself, oh, it's okay. You just had a baby. Don't worry. You have time. And I looked there, and my baby's a year and a half, and I'm just like, I am not happy with myself. I don't like myself. I didn't like how I felt and looked. Also, I know you moms can relate. You know how we think, hey, we look pretty okay. And then my niece brought over a picture that she'd taken of my sweet, beautiful little family, and Niska was turning 8, and it was like a baptism picture, and there I was, instead of looking at this beautiful family of mine, was staring me in the face was myself. And I looked at that picture and I was horrified. Is that really what I look like? You know the picture I'm talking about. Like, you want to take that and burn it and hide it and stick it in the deep, dark crevice of nowhere land that no one will ever find and see? That's what that picture was for me. And to me, that was a turning point. I looked at that photo and I was like, oh no, oh no. I hated myself. And I could feel that miserableness exuding and permeating into my life and affecting my relationships with others too. And I could see that and I didn't like it. Going through hard, sad times, I had this protocol. I'm a list girl. Are you a list person? I love to make a list and I love to check it off. Like, there's something so gratifying, right? About checking something off. I don't know. I love it. So I have a sad protocol list. Here's my sad protocol list. 1, eat a shake and onion rings. 2, after eating my shake and onion rings, I cry myself to sleep. 3, if that didn't work, buy myself a new lipstick. But as I sat there looking at that photo, I knew I had to change my list. And I knew I couldn't do that myself. So I started praying. Heavenly Father, I do not like my life. I'm miserable, I'm depressed, I'm sad. What can I do? And the answer I got as I went to the scriptures was this. In the Book of Mormon, 2 Nephi, chapter 32, verse 3, it says, feast upon the words of Christ, for behold, the words of Christ will tell you all things that you should do. After reading that, it kind of hit me, like deep in my soul. It's like, God knows how to help me. So I started continuing to read the scriptures, go to my knees in prayer, and I felt like the answer that God sent me was, you need to work out 5 days a week. That's hard to hear, okay? And I was like, how can I fit this in my life? That's hard. How can I do this? But as I was reading, God answered my question. So in the Book of Mormon, 1 Nephi, chapter 3, verse 7, he says, I will go and do the things which the Lord hath commanded, for I know that the Lord giveth no commandments unto the children of men, save he shall prepare a way for them, that they may accomplish the thing which he commandeth them. So I knew if God gave me that answer, I needed to work out 5 days a week, he was going to make it possible. So I sat and powwowed with Clint and said, hey, poured out my heart and my guts. This is what I feel I need to do. Can you support me? And he was like, absolutely. How about we do it? I'm not a morning person. I do not like to get up early. So he sat and said, okay, Camille, at 5 o'clock, go ahead and go to any class you want at the gym. 5 p.m., grab a girlfriend, which I did, which I'm so glad he encouraged me to get a friend, a buddy. And I started going at 5 o'clock, 5 days a week. After about 3 months, my brother Jeremy was like, hey, Camille, do you want to sign up for a half marathon with me in 3 months? And I was like, did you really just ask me to run? Because the only time I run is when someone chases me. Like, there's no way I would have ever ran in my life. But I sat there and I looked at my sweet husband recuperating from cancer surgery, and I just knew that if he could run, he would. So I could. And I blurted out, of course I will. And inside I'm like, that was the dumbest thing you could ever say. But I did it. And I started and got my friend, Lori, who was going to the gym with me. I was like, I have this idea, Lori. And she's like, okay. And we started running. We did a 3-day-a-week training program. And I felt like as I was working out, God knew that that helps balance your life. Not only is it scientifically proven to release endorphins, which make you happier, to help bring balance to your life, it also helped balance my spirit and my mental health. I know that God knew that would help me in my life. And he gave me the plan and helped me accomplish that. But I had to do it. I had to show up. I had to get a buddy. I had to get all sweaty. I had to go to the gym. I had to run around. But I felt a lot better. After those 6 months, I had lost 20 pounds. And I ran that half marathon. And before that, I never even ran 3 miles in my life. But I ran 13.1 miles. And Clint made me a playlist. And I rocked and rolled and I laughed and I sung and I ran and I cried. And I crossed the finish line. And I crossed and I cried because I did it. I cried because I had a body that's healthy enough to do it. I crossed that finish line and I cried because Clint couldn't do it himself, even if he wanted to. And I was so deeply grateful at that moment for what God did for me, what God answered my prayer. He cared that I was miserable and depressed. And he cared to give me a plan, and I had to show up and follow it. It wasn't easy, but like I read, God said, I will give you the strength. I will give you that determination to go and do what I asked. It took continual daily prayer of me putting forth the effort. But little by little, you know, once you get into the swing of things and you're working out, it's easier, and it's easier to do once you get going, once that ball gets rolling. And so that is my experience of what's helped me. And so I had to update my SAD protocol list. So my new SAD protocol list is 1, feast on the words of Christ. When you're sad, turn to the Bible. There's so many experiences of people that have been in the depths of despair that have found peace, comfort, strength, and direction from our Savior Jesus Christ. 2, pray. And 3, which always works for me, buy lipstick. Because I love lipstick. I love makeup, and it always makes me happy. Like, Sephora is my happy place. And there's just something that feels so good about looking good on the outside. It makes me feel good on the inside. God cares about us. God cares that you're depressed and you're dealing with anxiety. And sometimes you need to go get help, mental help. So fast forward, I got remarried. I was married for 3 years and then divorced. And through two of those 3 years, it was rough, and marriage counseling. And I know that God answers prayers, and I knew from previous experiences he helps with anxiety and depression, but I have had to go to a doctor and get medical help. I would wake up in the night, and as soon as I would open my eyes, my heart would be pounding, like, do, 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 and I couldn't sleep. Like, I knew no amount of, and I was working out, I was reading my scriptures, like, no amount of what I could do could help my mental state at that point. So I went and got on anxiety medication, and it was about a 3 to 4 month stint where I took that prescription medication from a medical health professional. So if you feel like, oh yeah, I'm listening to her, but I don't even have the desire, I don't have the energy to do anything that I'm saying, then go and see somebody, because there is things out there that will help you and that can help you when you see a medical professional that can get you by and bridge the gap to where now I don't take those anxiety medications anymore. But I am so glad I did, and I'm glad that I had them because I needed them. So you're not weak. You're not less than. You're not a horrible person if you need to get on medication, because I'm so grateful that it was there for me, because I needed it, and it really helped me in my life be able to deal with anxiety and depression. And I know that it's hard sometimes. I know that it's hard lots of times, especially as a mom. We have to take care of ourselves, plus we have to take care of other people. Physically, mentally, emotionally. I mean, we've been in quarantine. I am sick of making food. We have to feed them. Like, I joke with them, I fed you yesterday. Like, how many times you gotta eat? I'm continually cleaning up and preparing food and putting it on plates and then cleaning up. And it's hard. We have a lot of pressure as moms. And don't feel like you have to do it all alone, because you don't. I'm a single mom with 3 kids, but guess what? God is on my side. God is in my court. God is on my team. And I know with God on my team and God on your team, we can accomplish anything that He commands us to. The thought of running a half marathon was horrifying, but fast forward 8 years and I have ran 10 half marathons, 2 full marathons, and 2 Ragnar relay races. You never know what you can accomplish if you just keep trying and believing in yourself. And don't forget, no matter what, put on your big girl pants.